Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Peter Saxon with another Radio Info Rough Cut podcast. With me today is ARN CEO Kieran Davies. So, tell me, here you've got the venerable 4KQ and the other venerable Cruise 1323 in Adelaide, both AM stations, both now number two in their markets. How do you account for that?
I think that there's a large degree of post-COVID just trying to get away from all the news going on, to be honest. I think that that's certainly in the older demographics will be something that I will put it down to, that people like to get away from the news, the talk stories, the depression that's out there, and switch on something that they know, they're familiar with, and is bang on target for the market that it caters for. And both of those stations do that.
And it doesn't matter whether they're on AM or FM, because they said that AM music is dead.
Oh, they did, but both Cruise and 4KQ are two of the fastest growing stations we have on iHeartRadio. So with the quality of music, you know, in terms of broadcast improving through streaming and digital, the formats actually themselves are extremely powerful. So we're seeing great growth on iHeart through it, and we're also obviously seeing it through the dial as well. The challenge, you know, and let's be honest about this, is trying to monetize that audience. It's a more challenging audience to monetize in a radio commercial world.
Let's get back to the other stations. What was the most satisfying part of this survey for you?
So this may seem like a strange answer, but there wasn't a standout satisfying part for me. What was very satisfying was looking across all of our markets and seeing growth across all of our stations. There's a huge amount of effort goes on from Duncan and all the content teams to put together, you know, ratings, results and scores and great quality broadcasts. So to have a day where you see the network as a whole performing really well and listening into the calls of survey results, and you can hear the content directors congratulating each other. So that element of team and bonding and looking across the network is probably the most satisfying thing for me.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Nova Entertainment's Chief Programming and Marketing Officer, Paul Jackson.
Well, we have been in the 10s and 11s before, so I'm sure we can do better. But yes, I am happy with that. It's extremely good performance. And there's always an ebb and a flow to the year, and Smooth hasn't had any marketing for quite a while. Probably the only station I can think of in the country that's had no marketing this year so far. And it's a deliberate sort of thought, because there was so much new stuff and activity and trial would happen around us. All we thought to do is be the best versions of ourselves that we can be for the start of this year. And the rest will take care of itself, as it were. And of course, we'll have marketing for the product going forward later this year. So when I look at the first few months for Smooth, we performed extremely well in both marketplaces. Especially pleased at the broad church and the broad range of ages that are listening to the radio station. And from a Sydney point of view, you can't be being number one consistently in cum and share, and having near the highest cum of any station in the country, which is now done for a number of times back to back.
SCA Chief Content Officer Dave Cameron.
It's always good to have a market where you're outright number one, and that's Brisbane for us today. It's always been a pretty tight market, but we're, you know, wrapped at, obviously, the B105 brand's been back into that market for about 8 months now.
Yeah.
So we're wrapped that it's now number one in the market. And also that breakfast show with Stav, Abby and Matt, number one as well. So terrific result for Brisbane, and also Triple M in Brisbane holding pretty strong figures, given that we made a change to the Brekkie show there, taking out Nick Cody. But a great solid result for Marto and Margot there.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.